Hey everybody, how you doing? This is another Good Buzz Committee podcast right here at Church Hill Smoke Shop. It's Friday night and it's latest night, and as always, please come join us. We're not doing anything. Come get a good smoke, a drink, a glass of wine's on us. First one's on us until 9 o'clock, a happy hour. As always, I got my right hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. Pete Powell, to the third power, Mr. Preston Powell the third. How are you, sir?
Man, it's going good, man. Chad, it's always good to be here on Friday, Church Hill Smoke Shop with the Good Brothers Committee podcast, giving you guys a catch up on the week and what we see is going on in the world today. Chad, you know, we got LSU and Virginia Tech playing in the Women's Final Four. You know, I'm a Tiger, so.
You are that.
So, you know, so if y'all see me turning my head left and right, though. You know, I'm trying to see, hopefully we close this thing out and get to the national championship game. You know, Tim Monkey, your homegirl, bringing it back to Louisiana. You know how that goes. But Chad, you know, speaking of all that, man, how was your week this week?
It was all right, man. Like, draining, tired, you know, getting ready to the testing season, man, trying to push through the semester and, you know, just trying to do my due diligence and being there for those individuals going through. And unfortunate disasters all around the region.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, you know, let everybody know tonight's smoke is the new Shady Moose. This is the new one from Ford Cigars, which comes under General. This is their new Shady Moose, which is off the same family as the Chillin' Moose and the Chillin' Moose 2. Nice, mild smoke. You know, it's my first time smoking it. You know, it's just pulled pretty good. And it tastes pretty good. Very inexpensive smoke. You know, we carry them here at Churchill. So you get a chance this week to come out and try the Chillin' Moose. And, you know, of course, we can't have a Friday without a cocktail. My man Chad, as they call him, Chad Jukes, brought in some of my favorite Bullet Ryan today. So, you know,
That's right.
Now, speaking of the week, Chad, man, you know, most people here know that, you know, we had some tragic storms roll through the state.
Right.
Last week, you know, the president was here today. You know, rolling floor, because, you know, you have family out that way, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time there growing up, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I've been working with some of the disaster reliefs, and it's basically, it's just total little town up. So, look, you know, it's one thing we always do here with the Good Brothers Committee and the Church of the Smoke Shop, is when we have these events go on throughout the country and in our communities, we try to participate. So if you guys find it in your heart, you want to try to put together some care packages, or just make some donations. They need literally everything. I mean, these individuals are left with literally nothing. If I had a chance, I would try to share the screen with some people so they can see some of the tragic, you know, situation it is in that particular community. But then, you know, how's your family make out, Chad?
I did all right. Like, my aunt's house, literally, the basketball goal just moved in the backyard. The same goal we played in with my cousins. But other than that, like, around her and some of the other relatives, man, it's nothing. Like, a lot of what I know about Rolling Fork is absolutely gone. It's nothing.
Right, yeah. You hate to see that. Yeah, one of the Good Brothers Committee, Errol Smith, he's currently right now working. They've been going back and forth up there. I think they're cooking this weekend and next weekend, or just next weekend.
I don't know. It might be next weekend. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they'll be up there cooking for the people, because I know they put a call out for food trucks and things like that. Come up there and provide anything. But like I said, anything you want to give, you want to come by the shop or do something, shop, let us know. We're sending packages to various groups, you know, to help out up there with some of the families up there in the Rolling Fork area. You know, hopefully, you know, through kindness, you know, they say Mississippi is the most giving state, and we can at least help people some level of relief.
Right.
You know, you hate to see that. It was pretty rough, right. You know. Lights flicking in here all on and off all night.
Yeah. Right.
It was pretty rough, man. And then you hear, you know, 26 people lost their lives during this storm?
Yeah, 13 there.
Yeah. Oh, and what county is Rolling Fork?
Starkey.
That's That's not far from like Anguilla and all that, right?
Anguilla, Pantherburn, Hollandale, Leland, right. Cleveland.
Right. So that's we definitely want to do all we can to, you know, to try to help out that situation with everybody involved. Hopefully, you know, with the president visiting today, you know, they can get a little more relief and some speed up some of the federal aid coming and help some of the citizens out there. But again, I mean, if you got a chance, I was trying to see if I can share the screen to show some of the pictures, you know, of you know, some of the, so you can see what it sort of what it actually looked like. But you can catch satellite images online. There's several videos out there with a drone flying over showing you the path of the tornado. I mean, it literally just darn near wiped a little town off the map.
That's
really, really bad. So if you find it your heart, a good opportunity to give, contact Churchill Smoke Shop, contact Chad, the Bucks Committee, and let us know. We'll help. We'll put you with our care packages and try to get some assistance up there.
Yo, Arrows, if you're watching Arrows, drop your information down in the comments below for everyone. Let us know what you're doing, how you're doing it, so we can also get on board, help you, help them.
Right. He reached out to me this week, and he could, you know, see who else could go up there and help them cook. I think Al Brown is going up there with them, and they're cooking. You know, if you're wondering what to get, you know, like I said, you can come here, and we'll you know, make donations here, and we'll put together care packages with any kind of toiletries, old clothes, but the biggest thing is toiletries, you know, paper towels, right. Toilet paper, toothpaste, wipes, plenty of wipes, big wipes. Think of those things, sanitary things that you need to, you know, to move forward, things like that. 6-point lead, man. Come on, let's close this thing out. Let's go back. I'm nervous to hook in church, man. Come on, let's do this. But Tyler, you know, what else we had going on this week, man?
I don't know, man. I saw the thing about Trump. Even though I was halfway asleep when I saw it, though, but,
yeah,
you know,
the thing I don't understand, you know, I had people there complaining and talking about his unprecedented that the president is actually charged with a crime. Hell, he committed a crime. So, I don't know what people get thrown off for. Come on, man. He committed a crime. You know, me and you did that shit.
Yeah, let me in jail. Yeah, that made us that about us.
This boy, what's up, Coach? Hey, Kevin.
All right, Coach.
Your boy already served time for it. His old attorney, he already served time for it. So, what?
Yeah.
Come on.
And have his kept for the term time. All
right. So, that's that. Yeah. You always got a goddamn Pittsburgh Steelers fan want to come in here and start some shit.
No, nah.
Yeah, they tell you what, I should go there to kick them off the seat. but so you know, speaking of Trump, you know, you had the Jonathan Majors situation, right. You know, with his lady, you know, hey guys, look, you know, there's a thing, man. You know, you gotta be careful who you put beside, especially when your star is ascending. I mean, because you know what, you know, turns out, you know, how everybody jumped on the bandwagon, called a man an abuser, wife beater. I mean, it was his girlfriend, it wasn't his wife.
Right.
Then it didn't help that she was white. So then people say, you know, then they brought all that into it. It just, nah, man. You got to be careful who you mess with. Sometimes it's better to stay single, especially at this point in your life.
Woo! He spoke a word, y'all. He already said it. Yeah, sometimes. Y'all look at my face. Sometimes it's best they sing.
Yeah, especially when your star is ascending. Hey, man, you know, I heard myself why I say, hey, man, that should be a 1-seat play going up. You know, now when you get at that with the elevation, with your flying elevation.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, at cruising altitude.
Yeah, cruising altitude, you can even put a partner to seat.
Go back to the Michael Irvin situation.
Then bring it on down. Yeah, you know, in fact, it turned out to be. That's it, but it's amazing how people jumped on that. They jumped on that. Turns out he was the one that called the police.
Exactly.
He was the one called the police, but you know, they arrested
him. But why? Because a white woman?
Yeah.
Helpless. I'm so helpless.
Then she's lucky he got video and stuff like that. I will tell you this, man. In this day and age, these goddamn cell phones, as much as we complain about them and stuff like that, they have shined a light on so many injustices. That you know, the good outweighs the bad. I mean, because you know me, I'm a big stickler that social media just damn near ruined people. But this is one instance. These cell phones and cameras and stuff like that, it's kept a lot of people, you know, from falling by the wayside through you know, lies, basically through a bunch of lies. What's going on, Ashley? If y'all don't know, this is Ashley. This is one of the girls she worked at. She's one of the original.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, boo. Hey, ain't she fine? Yeah, she's so fine.
She'll be helping Shreya them out tonight, at the shop tonight, as they work through things. 31 seconds left. Tigers with the ball. Got a foul. Come on, baby. Let's close this out. Go to the national championship game. Hey, speaking of which, man, speaking of basketball, women's basketball, I heard that you saw your girl got interviewed for the Memphis job.
Oh, shortlist. Very shortlist. And I mean, again, you got to do your due diligence. So I'm proud. I'm proud of Coach Reed. Much success on whatever her decision is. Of course, me being a Jackson State University Tiger, I would love for her to stay and continue her success at Jackson State, and also help prepare our conference and the women's game to another level at Jackson State University. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. No, much love as always, Coach Reed.
So, if she takes that job at Memphis, right?
Uh-huh.
Do we hear all that stuff we heard with Prime there?
I don't know. You know, you probably will from some people. Because some people say, well, she could do the same thing at Jackson State with Memphis. But, man, it's a whole other platform.
Right.
It's a whole other platform. So, again, Coach Reed, whatever you decide, my prayers are with you. I know God's with you, man. Hey, stay if you need to stay, want to stay. But if you feel like you need to go to grow, do that. You'll always be a Tiger, man.
Speaking of Memphis, did you see the girl from Memphis sucker punch the girl from Bowling
Green? I did, bro. Hey. It's just, first of all, I should have been suspended.
They arrested her. I mean,
she got a assault charge.
You know, white woman on national TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, she got a soft charge. And that's just, I know you know, we both play sports. You know how the adrenaline pumping in the heat of the moment, but the game is over. And then look, you don't know if the girl said something or not, but that's regardless. The game is over. You can't do that. You got to maintain some decorum. You just can't do that.
But it goes back to mental health too.
Yeah.
Regardless of how bad it is, you got to have a certain level of class.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was classless.
Classless.
She gets no respect from me.
I mean, and then when they play it, you know, it looked like, you know, whatever would happen, she's kind of sucker punched the girl and got by a little bit. And it just, there's no need for that in the game, in any sport. But they actually charged her, so, you know.
They did, right? She got what she deserved.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Right.
So we got 24 seconds left? 24 seconds left. LSU up 78-70. 24 seconds for LSU to go to the national championship game.
As you can tell, he's happy, y'all.
Oh, very happy. Chad, I said I was going to go drink one drink. I might make it two.
You might well go make it two.
Make it two. Yeah, you know, look, I'm trying to hide.
Take your celebratory drink.
Because see, like, y'all don't understand, Chad Juice's birthday is coming up in middle April. You ain't been around a Chad Juice's birthday. You haven't lived. His name is Chad Juice for a reason. So I told him, I'm drinking one drink tonight, and I'm starting to hydrate today. It's nothing about 8 days away. It's not more than 8 days.
13.
Yeah, 13 days away. I'm starting to hydrate today. you know, what's that? What's that old blues singer? You know, I only listen to blues. Wayne Dang Dula? What's the dude sung that?
I
can't remember.
I can't remember.
But you know, we're gonna do a show. What was it? Top five R&B groups.
Oh, top five singers all time.
Yeah, top five singers all time. So you guys, get in the comment section and give us y'all top five singers all time. We're gonna do a show where we consider the top five singers of all time. Okay,
And then look, let us know how you want us to do it. R&B, we'll break it down to genres, but we're gonna do all time. We're talking a lot between, you know. Everybody from Anita Baker to Celine Dion to Gloria Estefan, everybody. Just let us know how we need to do, how y'all want us.
Right. You know, I don't know if you've been in here, we play a wide array of music. It depends on what time of night it is, what time of day it is, and who in here. You know, what you might hear playing on tunes. But Anthony Hamilton playing right now. So, you know, New Editions, we bounce all over the place. Go way back, Commodore, you know.
Good Zoom, Commodore.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Easy Strawberry like Sunday Love, morning. 23.
Reading, put a little Bobby Caldwell out there for you, you know.
We
hit you with a little bit of everything.
Mary J. Blige New Edition.
Oh, yeah, we hit you with a little bit of everything. All right, 22 seconds left, 21 seconds left. That's a miss. Virginia Tech rebound. That's an why foul?
That's a foul.
Get the game over with.
It's a foul. I guess the game ain't over with you, guys. Man,
come on. Let that thing run on out. I'm trying to stall as much as I can to see LSU with this game as we run this podcast.
Well,
you know, mind you, they took the lead in the fourth quarter for the first time since the beginning of the game. But they letting them hang around. I hate when you let people hang around.
Hey, Press, I got a good question for you, Press.
Uh-huh.
How do you think, let's say since your time playing basketball, you was a top basketball player in your day.
Yeah.
How has the women's game changed from your era? Or can you give me a timeline of the change of the game, of the women's game, until now?
It's they're more athletic. I mean, they're especially their skill level has improved tremendously, especially guard play. I mean, you see girls now, like, I saw this one little high school girl that's coming out soon. She got Kyrie-type handles with both hands, little basketball with both hands. So, I mean, like the ball handling is handled. The women, of course, as in everything in this era, everybody's gotten bigger. You know, so the skill level of the game definitely has advanced. But, you know, the women's game is always gravity fishing. You know, you're not going to see all those aerial dynamics and those aerial moves that you get in the men's game. But you're going to see some steady, fundamental, good basketball. Especially when you get to this level, or like this level, when you talk about the women's Final Four, that has always been good basketball.
That's what I love about the women's game. The women's game, unlike the men's game, the women's game is very, very, very fundamental. And I love that.
15 seconds left. Virginia Tech's
very, very fundamental.
So if you go ahead and hit these two free throws, we should get out of here.
Yeah, you should.
Like the men's tournament. This tournament, on the men's side, has been like, this is the first time ever that like there was no number one season in the final eight. There were no, I think, who was it in the final four? There's only one team that's ever been to the final four that's in the final four, or it's the one team that's been in the national championship in the final four.
I forgot, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Something like that.
But speaking on that, there are a few Mississippians in the final four.
University of Miami.
Yep. Also
Florida Atlantic. Yeah, they got two.
Yeah.
They got two.
One of them from Kenton. I coached against him, and we was in middle school playing for Velma Jackson. Brandon Weatherspoon.
Yeah, right. And they get a good time, too. Good time. So 7-point lead. It's over. Tigers to the national championship game. Johnny! So we got South Carolina next.
Should be a good game.
Go ahead and check right. So, Chad, you got anything else for this week?
Oh, man, look. Just like always, man, please go to the YouTube channel, Good Brothers Committed Podcast. Always like, subscribe, and share. Please leave your comments down below. Remember, tell us your top five singers of all time, no matter what genre. And tell us how you want us to do it. You want us to break it down one time, according to maybe R&B, pop. And we'll get to the groups, too. So just let us know how you want to do it. Again, remember, like, subscribe, and share. And always, the Good Buzz Medical Podcast appreciates you and your support.
Thank you, guys. And let's also keep the people in Rolling Fork and in North Mississippi your prayers. If you're gonna, if you can do anything to assist, you know, you can contact us here at Churchill, contact the Good Brothers Committee, contact
Chad.
As we put together care packets, you know, you want to keep these people in prayers and offer as much assistance as you can. Big shout out to our Good Brothers Committee brother, Errol Smith. He's out there doing great work. Out there now working and rolling for.
Thank you, Eros. Let us know, bro. Yeah. Remember, leave comments down below for your information, okay?
Yeah, and we're trying to have him on tonight, but, you know, the man out there getting it done, helping everybody out there rolling for. So with that being said, Good Brothers Committee, we'll see you guys later.
Peace. All right.